in Simen Samach Gimel Sif Dalet. Iker HaKavone Hu BePosek Rishay. The main Kavone that is necessary by the mitzvah of Krishma is by the first Posek. Hilkoch, therefore, Im Koro, if he said the first Posek, V'loi Kivein Liboy BePosek Rishay, and he was not Mechaven BePosek Rishay, Lo yoso yidei chevosai. He was not mechaven of the first posik. Lo yoso yidei chevosai. He was not mekayim the mitzvah of kriyashma. V'chayzer v'kayrei. And therefore, if he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah, he has to say over again the first posik. V'afilu leman da'omar. Mitzvahs einan triches kavone. Phil, according to the mandiyama that holds mitzvahs ein triches kavone, moide hoche. But here he is moide that the first posik needs kavone. Now, we're going to soon learn a moideke mishnah brura, and before we learn the source of what the Mishnah Berurah says is based on the Rashbe, Mesechtes Brachos, I'd like to say over to the Olam the Loshon of the Rashbe, and then we will perhaps appreciate the Chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah, how he understood the Rashbe. The Rashbe Mesechtes Brachos and the Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis and the Beis Yosef brings down this Rashbe. The Rashbe says, Posik Horishain Tzorich Kavone. The first Posik needs Kavone. V'afilu B'diyavet. That means, so he says, even though mitzvahs ain't tzriches Kavone, but here the Pasuk HaRishon needs Kavon, afilu b'diyavet. Dekan tzorich kavonas ha'inyan. The Kavon we're speaking about over here, we had already, there are two inyonim. There's one inyan, mitzvah tzriches kavone, which is a kavone before a person does a mitzvah, does he have to think the reason why he is doing this mitzvah. So the one that holds mitzvah striches kavone, that is an essential chalik of the mitzvah. Before one does the mitzvah, one has to think the reason he is doing this, because the Rabbeinu Shalom said that this should be done. If you hold mitzvah ein striches kavone, I don't have to think why I'm doing it. I'm doing it, I'm yoitze. That's the machloikist. If mitzvah tzriches kavone, mitzvah ein tzriches kavone. Now here the Rashbe says, and the Mechaba also says this, this is derived from the Mechaba, that the Mechaba says, afilu we hold mitzvah ein tzriches kavone, but al koponim, the kavone, that's, so the machshove before, is not necessary for the kiyum mitzvah. That means before I learn Krishna, I don't have to think I'm learning Krishna to be mekayim. The mitzvahs are saying from Krishna shal shachis to Krishna shal avis. That is not necessary. But kavones ha'inyin yuni. So the Rashi says, what is kavones ha'inyin? Kloima. Shelo yaharer bedvorem acherim. You shouldn't think of other things. Kidei sheyikabel olam oil malcho shamayim baskomas aleif. You shouldn't think of other things, that in order that when he says this first posik, there should be a commitment mitzidoi that he is mekabel on himself what he's saying. He need, so if he's thinking of other things, this is necessary by the first posuk of Krishma, and the Rashba says by all mitzvahs this is not necessary. al sheik alulim, it's not necessary for this kavonis and the nyonim, but al sheik alulim, if you hold mitzvah say tzrichas kavon, I shook the lulim, I shook it properly, there's no problem whatsoever. I could be thinking of 20 other things then, I could be thinking of the suda that we're going to eat after, who we're going to invite, and about kaponim, as long as I'm not a mesasik, I know I'm doing the lulav, so my mind could be thinking about other things. But by the first pasuk of Krishna, shleihare bedvar machem, kedei shikabul olavil malchus shemayim baskama slev. Here we need a commitment. When he's saying this, he has to commit himself to be mekabel himself ol malchus shemayim. Then he says again, avol kan shehu kabolas ol malchus shemayim, Einoi bedin sheilibai poine ledvorem acherim. This is Kabbalah's Elbach HaShemayim. He can't be yoitze if he's thinking of other things. Now, the pashtis of this Rashba and the Magia and the Rashba, we have now a Rashba and Brochus, and we have a Magia. So the Magia and the Rashba says, he was learned pshat, that means as follows. I'm saying the words Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The words say Hashem Elokeinu, that Elokeinu means that he rules over us, he's Mashkiach on us, and Hashem Echad is Achtus Hashem, is Einoid Mavade. We're saying Yisoidus HaEmuna. If a person will say the words and will not think of the yisoides of emunah, which one should be mekabel on himself, b'shas, he says the first pasuk, so the Rashba says, that's not kabbalah, so he'll malchus shamayim. He has to think of, there's a commitment, need haskama salayim. But let us see something else. A person knows he has to be mekabel. When he says, Shema, Shema means to be mekabel, Shema means to hear, Shema means to understand, Hashem Elokeinu. Each word, when he says the word, he's thinking the meaning of the word, and he's mekabel on himself, whatever these words mean, I'm mekabel on myself, I know it movado, it is achdus Hashem, there's no other Shalit in the world besides the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Rabbeinu Shalom is the Melech Olam. This is what he's thinking. Now, but in the middle, before, as I said, he said Shema Yisrael, then there's a pressing Indian that is bothering him. He has to pay the mortgage today. Now he said Shema Yisrael, and then how am I going to pay the mortgage? So I won't think about this while I'm saying the words. So Shema Yisrael, and I'm thinking the mortgage is bothering me. So now, for 2 minutes, I'll think, what is he going to do to pay the mortgage? How is he going to pay the mortgage? Fine. So then, fine. He thought of an Eitzah, Hashem Elokeinu. Then again, maybe that's not a good Eitzah with the mortgage. Maybe something else. So think again another 2 minutes. He says to Posik, 5 minutes he says Shema Yisrael. People think he's Le'ela, le'ela, who knows? 5 minutes of the pasuk, but between you and me, the pasuk, the 5 minutes, there was 4 minutes of these 5 minutes who was thinking about the mortgage. But when he said the words, he was very careful. He had to be mekabel el malchus shemayim. So when he said the words, he was mekabel on himself el malchus shemayim. But between the words, he was thinking of other things. Is this a problem? Is this a problem? Could I say you're not Yaita because you're thinking of other things? And could I bring the Rashba? The Rashba says, Shlo yahare bedvorem acherem. L'chayre, the Rashba is not speaking about this. The Rashba just says, Kedei sheikabul olav ol mashmer. The Rashba means, b'shas, you're saying the words. You need a commitment that you're mekabel yourself what you're saying. That's what means for yahara b'dvorim acherim. But does the Rashba also mean that when I say this first pasuk, the sefsekis that I made, I'm thinking about other things, is not a problem? So the Magia in the Rashba says, in his Rashba, he doesn't see such a Rashba, that there's a problem in that. The Rashba from the Lehita Slosha Rashba means when you say the pasuk, you should think what you're saying. Don't think of other things and say the words properly. There is no Kabbalah Tzil Malchus Shemayim. That is what the Rashba means. That's what the Magia wants to say. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. The pasuk Rishon Sivkot Yud Beis Ein Sivkot Yud Aleph Tu Adin Bo Shem Kabbalah Malchus Leilam. But also it has a din with Sivkot Yud Beis up to Simon Samar Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Beis. So he says, "Vabov Shem Kvayd Malchus." Also, you have to be mechaven. Pim loikivim boy, gam kein tzarich lachzer velikreis bekavona. These are from the dvorim that one has to be mechaven. Now, lo yotzo afilu im koydem shehischel likreis. Niskaven lekayim bakriya mitzvah sasei dekriya shma. So now the Mechaber is telling us, even though before he said the pasuk, he was thinking the mukhi was the makam mitzvah sasei shekriya shma shel shachar. That before that he was doing moiradik mikol bokei koyu shebeemsa. If he was in the middle of the pasuk, he started thinking about other things. Now, the mashmois, the Mishnah Berurah, doesn't sound to learn the way we learn. Kol shebeemsa pone libo ledvorim acherim. That's what he says over here. Perhaps this is not so, someone perhaps can say, but there's a bir aloch in Simen Kuf Aleph, where in Simen Kuf Aleph, let's just see 1 minute, Simen Kuf Aleph, the first bir aloch, the bir aloch says in Simen Kuf Aleph as follows. The first bir aloch, hamispalel. So this is the third line. The third line of the Bir Aloche and Simen Kuf Aleph. Umashme Miloshein HaRashbe. This is an Arsimen. The Yeshli Zoya. So the Rashbe says this by Ovois and by Ovois and by Krishma. So the Yeshli Zoya by Ovois. Shelo yeili boi poine beemtza habrocho lidvorim acherim. Vafilu, and here the Mishnah Berurah says clearly, vafilu beeshe yoyme achakach hatevo shel habrocho yachze v'yachavan. Here he says, rocho bitcho kano. Vafilu, when he says the words, he's mechavan. But in the middle, his mind drifts. He's not saying any words now. His mind drifts. Kein mashme shom lechere mipashtes l'shoinai. From the Rashba, it would seem like that. Amr v'kechumre yesh l'aydun in the Yevet. The Yevet is Yosef. He did this. V'al kapon l'chadchel yesh l'soy b'zem oi. So there's a Mishnah Berurah, and here the Dirsha brings that. That's how Ramoshul is shot in this Mishnah Berurah, that is a new halacha, a shrek. So it's the way, we have to understand one thing, it's the way we understand the Rashba, the way the Chofetz Chaim understood the Rashba. So we can understand that some of the Chofetz Chaim's understanding of the Rashba, he says he knows he can learn another way, but he's telling us that he feels that's not the pshat. So we're speaking about a person, a Kodesh, Merechem, the Chofetz Chaim. That's how he understood the Rashba, Al Koponim. So according to the Bir Aloche, this we have to know. that if a person is saying Shema, so there's a problem how to pay the mortgage, and there is a problem. Less man to polik. We won't, but we will not resolve the problem in the middle of the first pasuk of Krishma. That is not, he can have 200 problems, and the Yetzer will put into his head all 200 problems in the first pasuk of Krishma. But he shouldn't resolve the problems then. I'd like to mention one thing. I saw a lotion of the Eshel Avrom, of the B'chacherov. There's others also say this, but the B'chacherov says, Amir Nikizach. Hiru habo bar kochoy al ha'odom, a machshove that falls into the person, ein b'chash le'pischen perza. That's not a problem. That means like this. There's a moiridike balatanya. Balatanya asks Akasha, he says, why is it when a person daven Shemin Esrei, everything falls into his mind? They say over once, he asked the Rebbe, he thought, he just realized that a guy sold him something, and he was under charge $10,000. What should he do? So the Rebbe said, don't worry. The guy doesn't have in Shemin Esrei. He'll never think about it. But al kaponim, this is a metzias that when one daven Shemin Esrei, everything falls into one's mind. What is pshat with this? This is a mirdik of Balatanya. The Balatanya says, he says, we don't realize the chashivas of our davening. We don't. You know who realizes it? The Satan, the Yetzirah. So Mamela, when he sees a person that's starting to daven, and he knows, he'll daven Rachman and Islam, so he's in hot water. So he'll try in 200 ways to distract him. How does he distract him? He's standing in front of a melech, so inject this in his mind, this in his mind. He'll give him 200 machshavas in the mind. So the Balatanya says, so don't feel bad about these 200 machshavas. What kind of a person I am? He says, it's not you. It's the Yetzirah that stuck it into your mind. The shail is, what do we do after the machshava falls into the mind? Do we say, something to think about, let's use the opportunity now. That is wrong. We have to say, I've considered a Yetzer, we'll think about that later, I go by it. So L'chayra afilu, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that is Machma, that a Machshava in the middle is Mavsik, I think that's only if he continues the Machshava. The Machshava fell into his head and he's determined, no, I won't think about this, so that's not called his Mavsik. Perhaps we can understand, I don't know if this is the true pshat in the Mishnah Berurah, but let us go back to the old scenario. He's saying Shema Yisrael. And then all of a sudden, if the problem is to pay the mortgage today, he doesn't know how to pay the mortgage. So he starts thinking. Could be that is a stira to Shema Yisrael also. Listen, the Rebbein Shem takes care of the word. There's a din of your hishtadlus. The hishtadlus should not be done in the middle of the first bus. That's for sure. What's going to be? Hashem l'kenu Hashem achot. What is going to be this Rabbeinu Shlom who's that's achdus Hashem and yechaylus Hashem and dos al kaponim? I'm not, even though there's a din b'rachticha b'chol asher tasa, you have to do something, you have to be mishtal, not in the middle of the first pasuk, not in the first baruch of Shmei Nesmer. That could be that is pshat in this Mishnah. Now let's go further. Dr. Mishnah Berurah weiter. Now he says, what if he wasn't mechaven by the first pasuk? So he says over the pasuk again, he wasn't mechaven by the first pasuk. So here, kimekabu shtei rishuyis chas v'shom. We heard before to say shma shma. So it sounds like there's two rishuyis. Finally, also in samachav mishlemulosim kol mechabes. V'afilim kva kore kol parshe shma. V'hoyim Shemai. Now this is my ridiculous. Lemaise, he wasn't thinking by Shema Yisrael, with Shema Yisrael, and thus, and now he said, V'hafto. Then he said, V'hoyim Shemai. And then he chapped himself, oy vey, to the whole, from the beginning of Shema till the middle of V'hoyim Shemai, he had a whole plan how to pay up the mortgage, and he wasn't thinking at all about what he's saying.
He wasn't yoite, since the first posik, this aloche, he has to be mechaven to what he's saying. So even though he said Shema Voyim Shemoye, he has to go back to Shema, finish Voyim Shemoye, then he goes back to Shema, he says Shema and Vahavta, because Shema and Vahavta is one parsha. So Memele, there's a din you can't. So he has to be Kaira Kesidron. He can't, it's not Kaira Mafre, he can't say Vahavto and then say later Shema. So if he wants to say Shema, he has to say afterwards Vahavto. Vimlayikara Kaposa Krishna, Kaira Mafre, then he yoitse. Kilakamon, the Simon Samardal. Vimniska beemte Parshis Vahim Shemayim. What if he reminded himself, he's in the middle of Vahim Shemayim, that he didn't think by the first posit, Yigmar ad v'yayma, so let him finish v'hoyim shemoya, till v'yayma, and then v'yasru v'yikru shema ad v'hoyim shemoya, then say again shema and v'havto, v'yasru l'parshas v'yayma. So that means if he went further, the only way he can rectify this is going back to say Shema V'Ahavta. He can't say Shema alone, because if he wants to be Yotzeh V'Ahavta, it's Kaira L'Mafrei. He said first V'Ahavta and then Shema. So yes, so when he's rectifying what he did not say properly, he should say Shema V'Ahavta. And then it goes to V'Yayma. Ma'ida Oche, so even though the Zamandima says Mitzvahs ain't Zriches Kavone, even though you don't have to be mechaven to be yitzal kaponim, kaponas alei v'chopas sekrishim, v'yishikabul olam ehu malchus shamayim. Siv beit, im hoyo yoshen, if a person was sleeping, mitzarim oisoi, ומאירן אויסוי עד שיקרו הפוסק רישן והוא ער ממש. He was sleeping, and now that he was sleeping, we want him to learn Krishna. So now we have to know there's different, there's a few nekudas we have to mention over here. But let's just mention there are three dargis. There's Shaina, a person is sleeping away, he's out of it completely. There is Misnamnaim. Misnamna means he's partially awake, partially asleep, he's unclear. He can say the words and he knows perhaps what he's saying. That's Misnamnaim. And then there's Eir, he's up. He knows he's capable of knowing with a clarity what he's saying. Now, so let us, we'll explain this again, but let's just say the words. Im hoyo yoshen, he was sleeping. Mitzarim oisoi, so we mitzarim. Umeirim oisoi, we wake him up. Achikra posek rishim hu er mamish. That means it's not sufficient to make him a misnam name, and he's gone foggy exactly what he's saying, what he's doing. He says Shema, but it's, because by the first posik of Shema, you have to be mechaven. A misnamnem is not a mechaven. Mikan ve'elech. But he said the first posik already. Now again, he's becomes a misnamnem. A mitzagen oisai. They sheikru vuhay amamish. Afterwards, it's not necessary that he should be completely awake. Yav abishikayre misnamnem yotza. Even though the rest of Krishna said misnamnem. He said it, and he said the words, L'maise Yisrael, Hagovah Din Shosa V'Shikah L'Kam Atzim and Tzadik Tes Siv Allah. Let us see the Mishnah, and then we'll come back to the Mechaber. Misnam name, So misnamnim is no good. Vu adin oynes acher hamavatol kavanosoi. Yotso. Is yotso. But that means there's an oynes. He's in a massive. He can't think. He can't concentrate. He's up, but he can't concentrate. So the rest of Krishna will be yotso. The real kaponim kore kulem. But what if he fell asleep in the middle of Krishma Vayosa? You have to learn the whole Krishma. Before we go further, now, it's very interesting. There's a machlekes, the new dirshus, they bring down a machlekes between the Kernel of David and the Shevet Alevi and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Now, the Kernel of David and the Shevet Alevi hold, they learned this Machaba Kipshutai. Hoya Yoshin, he was sleeping. Is Mitzarin Oisai and Meirin Oisai Achika Posekrishna. That means, so let's be Megashim Venyim. This man Krishna is 20 to 10. This person, for some reason, he went to sleep late at night. It's now 25 to 10. 20 to 10, we are Isman Krishna. He's sleeping away. So the Shevet Alevi and the Kelma David Lem Shatz, what do you have to do? He's sleeping. What do you mean? He's a yid. He's chayv b'krishme. What do you mean? He's sleeping. So you wake him up, you pour water on his face. No, I'm tired. Mitzaren oisai, he has to read the first pasuk he has to read. This is Mu'uvah Shulayuchal Iska, and he has to write the first. That's how they learn Pshat in the Machaba. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says an interesting thing. Now he's sleeping. He's an onus. Why didn't you learn Krishna? I'm an onus. I was sleeping. It's very interesting. This shaila is moiradik nagele gabi. Many in yonim do. I consider that a yoshin is an onus. For example, one of the guys they bring, he's not an onus. The aloha is, if a kohen fell asleep in the room and someone dies in the room, so the aloha is you wake him up. That's often it is. You wake him up, get out of the room. He's a mace, you're a kohen. He's sleeping. But a person who's sleeping is not part of the mitzvahs. He's a yid. He's a kohen and he's not allowed to be together with a mace, so you wake him up. So others learn pshat. Like there's a shaila, let's say if you have others, oh, not like this, others, so let's say you have a sukkah. You have a sukkah there's only one person can sleep at the sukkah at a time. So others say a brilliant idea. You have, let's say, two brothers, one sukkah, it's only place for one bed. So others say, so Reuven goes into the sukkah, falls asleep. Now he's sleeping. He went to sleep in the sukkah, Gabaldik. They should get to this. Supposed to go sleep in the sukkah. Now he's sleeping already. So now he take out the bed and let his brother go to sleep. Because now he's sleeping. Now he's an owner, so now he can take it out. About Kapon, this is a Muradik and Shaila. So it matters how to lamp shot the Mechaba. So if the Pashta of Shah the Mechaba is that he's sleeping and you wake him up. He's mechuyev in Krishma. You wake him up. It's a tzar. Please, you be an achzor. You wake him up. He has to learn Krishma. But others learn pshat. It means Yosha means he was a misnam name. That means he was up already. So now he's talking mechuyev to it. So then you wake him up, and he should be completely awake. Now, let us finish the Mishnah Berurim. Veda. In the middle of the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Kotan Tezai Veda, once you know the Yesholish day is made up by Shkin. The 3 days. Yesholim Darak Posek Rishon Bovato Minatayra. Others hold only the first Posek is Minatayra. Yesholim the whole Parsha Rishon Minatayra. Others hold the first Parsha is Minatayra. Yesholim the Gamashniya Minatayra. The second Parsha is also Minatayra. first pasuk, the first parsha, or the second parsha also. Or parsha sitzes al kulamo min ha-toyrek, the last ki yitzis Mitzrayim, that's a bizant, the mantis ki shem tzeisro me'erz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayach. Chimei chayach ha-yom, en koi mei chayach ha-leilus, is a mitzvah b'yoyim ha-volayl, to be mas ki yitzis Mitzrayim. Particularly the last ki bizman krishma, the one she laid in bizman krishma, vayin lakam al-sum al-sum al-sayim, shari tshuvi shom. Sif vol. Hoya, no, Sivov, a koyre krishma, a person is learning krishma, lo yirmois be'enov, he should not wink with his eyes, lo yikreit besvosov, he shouldn't make a krishma means either a sign of what he holds with his mouth, or make a face there, or lo yare besvosov, he shouldn't show with his fingers, the parsha rishayna. The whole parsha, they should make sure. Now, you will see soon. Shul ikar kabbalos ol malchus shamayim. The ikar ol malchus shamayim is the first parsha. Bimnei she nire kekoyre aray. That means, from these actions, that means it looks like he's laning also. Talking about the first parsha. The kabbalah is not likuva by the first parsha. But if he's doing other things, he's making sign language with someone else. That means he's laying in the first parsha, and the kids are fighting and he's doing two other things. So it seems that the dibur is an aroistic dibur. That means I'm doing something else, and I'm saying the words also. Leksive dibarto bom. The darshinim asay oisom kva. The ikar dibur should be bom. You should focus on this, not be doing other things and saying this also. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. La yirmois, v'afilu l'dvar mitzvah osa l'yirmois. Even for a dvar mitzvah, you're not allowed to be meramez to someone else. Not allowed to be meramez to someone else. And this is a the dish brings a very interesting chumras. Avila by Krishna alamita, one should not be meramez by the first parsha. And Avila Krishna shulei bezmana, Rav Chaim Kanievsky also should not be meramez. There's a besundere din v'dibarta bom, when you're saying these words, you should, it should not be a kriyas arai. It should be a kriyas kva. That's number one. B'choshke, now, that what it says, afilu dvar mitzvah also, the dirshu brings down, but what is lafrushi me yisure? What is if I'm learning krishma and I see someone else doesn't know something, and let's say for all practical reasons, it's Shabbos, and he wants to go through a door, this door, if you put open it, you have to go through another door. If you go through this door, you make a light go on or something else go on. So I'm learning about Shem HaKachas. He wants to go through the door. So to lafrushim yisure, I'm allowed to be meramis to him, even in the first parasha. Now, the choshken she'osa lishev tabak b'krishma. That means that there was smelling snuff, that there was people needed it, but then it was, they needed it to be mechaven and thus, upon them, the first, in the first parasha, one should not do it. Agavucha, the tradition means that Amur the Kizach. That means, he says, what if a person wants to blow his nose in the first parasha? So he says, so if he has to blow, I can't breathe, or he has to sneeze, so there's no shaila. But he wants to blow his nose. You can wait till the second parsha. He says you shouldn't do it in the first, you shouldn't do anything in the first parsha. That is not part of the Kriyishma. No, tabak is something else. Not blowing the nose, I'm putting tabak in my nose. No, because we'll see back to the Bir Halacha, it says by the second parasha you're allowed to do it. The topic was something else. It seems he couldn't think clearly without the topic. Some of this, so Memela, So by the second parsha, you can tzricha do it, he says. But by the first parsha, you shouldn't do it. Yeah, because the parsha is shayne, v'yesh mechmir gam b'parsha shniye, ach v'dvar mitzvah l'kula al me'mut alimiz b'parsha shniye, abo l'hamsig l'ad yeloi v'yam l'kama b'sim en tzamach bo. See, let's go further. Ha'yoisig b'malochim, he was working, physically working. V'rotza likra is krishma, now he wants to learn krishma, is batal mimalach, so stop your malocha at yikra parsha rishayna, kadesh lo yeke koirei arei. Again, we have this v'dibarta bom by the first parsha that should not be a kriyas arei. So therefore, he should stop the malocha by the first parsha. Atche yikra. Mashme, but it would seem the mikan v'hola mutam afilu bebichas krishme. But later, by the second parsha, you're allowed to do malochim. V'chein levu abedi b'simen samach vol b'sheis b'demas vol mash rakim ir ayin shamayin kamis imekuv tzadikal v'taz sivkotin aleph v'tzorach iyon godol. The Taz says there, when a person is doing a mitzvah, he's not allowed to do something else. And it's called Valachtam Imi Keri. It's a shreklach hazach. And here it seems that you're not allowed to do malochim by the first parsha, but by the second parsha, by the Bichas Kishmi, you're allowed to do it. So by Zbetzochi and Godel, how does this shtip? Let's go further. Ho'umnim, workers. V'chein ba'al abay sh'oisim aloche b'roi sh'ilom, they're on top of a tree, a b'roi shure sabinyan, they're on top of a row of bricks. So even though it's a little scary over there, perhaps since they're so high up in the sky, they can't be mechavim properly. Avopiken k'irin krishma bim k'imam b'inam tzrichin l'irit. In this matzav where they are, they should think to the best of their capabilities, the kavone, and that's sufficient. They don't have to go down to Lankrish. Sif says, a katov, a person who is carrying a masui. Afopisha masui al kseifoi. He has a big masui on his shoulders. Kaira krishmas, even though the sikha is a deterrent to his kavone, he has this masui. He's allowed to learn Krishma Si by Shemana, so there's different halachas, but here by Krishma he's allowed to. Avolo yaschol b'sho shetem le b'sho shepek b'dnei shein libe miyusha. But he should not put on the masi on his shoulders while he's learning the first parasha, or take it off while he's learning. But if it was there from before, he's allowed to learn the first parasha, even though it's on his shoulders and it's putting pressure on his shoulders, or upon him. He's allowed to do this. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah al Kseifoi. Tafulim Amasu Shal Dalit Kabim, which is pretty heavy. The Gabi Tfilah also Lakama Bissiman Tzadik Zayin Sifei. The Gabi Krishme Mutat. Gabi Krishme, this is Mutat. How are you feeling, Mr. Saul? Baruch Hashem.